Are you a good listener? I've heard since we have two ears and only one mouth, we should listen twice as much as we speak. Good advice. James 1:19 does say we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. But often we speak way more than we listen. Listening displays wisdom. Proverbs 12:15 says, "A fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens." In the radio world, time spent listening is very important. Radio stations want to know how much time you are spending listening to their radio station. Those numbers matter big time to the station because it determines how they program, and of course, it matters to their advertisers. Who's listening, when, and for how long? We are easily distracted, so our time spent listening to anything is almost always interrupted. Plus, we are constantly content jumping from one source to another, so content providers must grab our attention in seconds. Time spent focused on listening to anything is decreasing. So while we may spend hours consuming, very little is actually really being heard. Research has shown a trend rising of consumers drifting more toward immersive content. Immersive content would be something we really sink down into, like a comfy chair, with the sole purpose of not being interrupted or seeking to change the dial. Podcasts, binge-watching shows, and listening to audiobooks become a bit of a break from all the constant click-throughs of messages, noise, and options. So we find we enjoy spending more time listening there. Where we spend our time listening matters because what we take in influences our thoughts, opinions, and the actions we take. Good things in, good things out. Garbage in, garbage out. As you take inventory of what you listen to during a normal day, how much time would you say you spend listening to Jesus? The Bible says we are to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5. So you may talk to him all throughout the day, but how much time do you spend quietly listening? The world around us will take notice when we spend time listening. Acts 4:13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Jesus had ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit had come, and the church was growing. Peter and John had spent the last 3 years of their life following Jesus, talking to Jesus, and more than anything, listening to Jesus. Now they were the ones proclaiming the good news of Jesus with authority and boldness. The same Jewish leaders who had crucified Christ were taking notice. These unschooled, ordinary men had been with Jesus. I love that. They saw the influence he had on their life. If you read much about Jesus, you see the time he spent with the Father was always priority. He got away alone. He spent time with the Father listening. Life is so crazy, and we have so much coming at us in way of opinions and noise that we simply can't afford to go through any day without time spent listening to Jesus first. No words spoken, just listening to what he wants to say to our heart through his word in times of silent prayer. When we do, the way we walk will be different. The way we talk will be different. How we live our lives, how we love God and others will be different because we have been with Jesus listening. That's the truth. Give God back your time spent listening. If your faith is faltering and you feel God is silent, remember Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You can't hear without really listening. Spend some time listening today. I'm Lori Klein.